Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Let it be known that love has come, love has won. We lift you up.
Father, we lift up your name this morning. We shout out your name louder and louder. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you. Father, we praise you for who you are. For you are the great I am. You are the God of our lives. How grateful we are that we are alive on this Sunday morning to testify of your goodness and your mercies and your grace towards us. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Topic this morning is simple this. Faith that endures. Faith that what? Endures. And we're going to jump right into the scripture from James 1 and verse 2. James 1 verse 2 says, my brethren. Who is the brethren? We. Who is he talking to now? We. Not somebody, you know, that we don't know. We. He used the word, my brethren. Count it all joy. Count it. Count mean to count. Count it all joy when you fall in various trial. Notice when it says, my brethren, count it what? All joy. It didn't say when you get $1,000. It didn't say count it all joy when you buy a house. Count it all joy when you get married. Count it all joy when all these good things happen to you. It didn't say that. The next line says count it all joy when you what? Fall into various trial. How is this verse here? I'm in trial and I must count it joy. Look at the next verse. Let's read. Knowing, testing of your faith produce patience. You got to know something. If you can't count it joy, you only can count it joy when you know something, right? When you know, this is working for my good. All right, let's continue down. Let's read. But let patience. How many people need patience? I put my hand up, but we need patience, man. We need patience. We need patience. Woo. So impatient. All right, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when patience has its perfect work in our life, we will lack what? Nothing. So that's why we should count it what? Joy. Because the end is going to be okay. Everyone begins the Christian journey with faith. You cannot begin the Christian journey without faith. So every one of us begin the Christian journey with faith. But God desires that our faith endures through every season, good season and bad season. God desires that our faith will endure through it. Strong faith is not proven when life is easy. Strong faith is not proven when life is easy and everything is running smoothly. It is revealed, strong faith, is revealed when we continue trusting God through what? Trials, delay, disappointment, uncertainty. That's when our faith is strong. Enduring faith is a topic. So what is enduring faith? Simple. I will trust God when I don't understand. What is enduring faith? I will what? Trust God when I don't understand. We don't have to understand everything to trust God. I will obey God when it is difficult. That's enduring faith. So what is enduring faith? I will obey God when it is difficult. What is enduring faith? I will praise God before I see the answer. I'm praising Him, I'm thanking Him before I see the answer. Because I've already seen it in the realm of the Spirit. Faith is tested before it is rewarded. Faith is what? Tested before it is rewarded. We want the reward of faith before it tested. But I come to tell you that faith is tested, number one, first, before it is rewarded. And James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4 tells us, says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is producing patience. And when patience is complete, you lack nothing. Okay? So there we see point number one. Faith is tested before it is rewarded. God allows tests not to destroy our faith, but to strengthen it. Just as gold is refined by fire, our faith is refined through trials. Our faith is refined through trials. So trials will come. If you are a Christian, a child of God, trial is going to come. It doesn't come to destroy you. Let me give you an example. When the scientist or the engineer build a bridge, they don't let us drive over the bridge. No, we're not going to drive over that bridge before they test it. So they got to test it, and when they test it and it worked, they said, no, we can drive. So you don't get the reward before being tested. So just remember that. A bridge is tested before it is open to the public. Likewise, our faith is tested before God entrusts us with great blessing. I can give you another example in the Bible. The guy gets what? One talent, two talents, and what? Okay. When did God say to the guy who he gave two talents? When did he say? When he comes back and he says, I have four. You give me two, now I have four. What God says to him? Oh. He says, bless you. He said, bless are you. Now you mean what? Faithful over few things. I will make you what? Rulers over many. So when did he get the many? After he's tested with a few things. Ah. Here's a lesson this morning. We want God to give us $1 million. We pray, God, give me $1 million. If I get $1 million, I'm going to change the world. No, you're not. No, you're not. If I only get $1 million, Lord, I'll change the world. God, give you $10 and you can handle it. Oh, don't get quiet on me right now. Before you get $1 million, handle $10. Be good with $10. Oh, I get silent here. No, Pastor. When you are proven with few and you're good with few, then God give you more. Faith is tested before it is rewarded. Number one, Number two, enduring faith keep looking to Jesus. Faith does endure. Enduring faith keep what? Looking to Jesus. Looking to the author and the finisher of our faith. Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Enduring faith, keep looking to Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, he is the author, the finisher of our faith, who for joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In order for him to sit down, he has to endure. We don't like that part. Lord, I love you. How about that one? We come to church, man. God, I love you so much. God, you are so great. But I expect after that, everything in my life is supposed to be what? Great. No problem. The minute we hit with problem, I don't understand. I've been praying. I go to church. I give my tithe. I go every Sunday. I don't understand. Let me show you here. Point number two. Enduring faith, keep looking to Jesus. Jesus had to go through the cross. Jesus has to drink the hyssop. Jesus has to take the beating in order to get the victory. We got to endure. Watch this. Fear loses its grip when we endure. Fear loses its grip when we endure. When we look to Jesus, fear loses its grip. When you're going through a trial this morning and fear hits you, look to Jesus. Fear will lose its grip. Hope is renewed. When I look, David says, I turn my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God. He's the maker of heaven and earth. Fear loses grip when we turn to God. Watch this now. Strength is restored when we look to God. When we are weak, hey man, we are made strong. How are we made strong? By turning our eyes unto God. Keep looking. When you're in a trial, keep looking. If you fall down, try roll over. Because if you can roll over, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.